This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 22nd day of October, year of our Lord 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Some interesting earth change headlines at standeo.com. We've got fires in Australia, fires in New South Wales, a hurricane off the coast of Mexico, earthquakes in California, Israel, and so forth. So check that out at standeo.com. We do a patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Brent Caudill. Dr. Caudill is a medical doctor practicing in St. James, Missouri and Union, Missouri. And we'll be talking about health-related matters. If you do need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, here's his office telephone number, area code 573-265-0911. Good morning, Brent.
Morning, John.
Well, we're well into fall now. The flu season is a month or two away. I know that you deal with that as a medical doctor every year to a greater or lesser extent. I think people might want to know, what can they do to help avoid getting the flu this coming fall? Would that be a good thing to talk about?
Well, the most important thing I found is really eating sugar. And we talk about keeping your sugar levels under control, but just in kids, even if you aren't doing that, just when they are eating sugary products, you know, like pop and juice and that sort of thing, that seems to be the thing, one of the main things that causes people to be more susceptible to infections a lot.
Of course, we're coming up on Halloween here in just a few days, and that's most likely the largest sugar consumption day of the year. Sugar just seems to be creeping into more and more food products that we buy, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just everything is just loaded with sugar now, and there's no end to the appetite that people have for sugar. Even, you know, when it's kind of like you see people with emphysema and they're dying, and they still smoke, you know.
And you see
people with diabetes and they're dying and they're still eating sugar, you know, and it's kind of the same sort of thing.
I recall seeing a woman, I was in a meeting in a law office, and this woman had some type of device in her arm to give her insulin when she needed it.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it, a stent? I'm not sure.
Or a pump.
A pump, yeah. But anyway, this is a young woman. She was probably mid to late 20s, and she was trying to encourage people to go with her and go out drinking. And I thought this, you know. But you see this all the time, don't you, diabetics who consume alcohol?
Well, yeah. I mean, and diabetics aren't really taught how to take care of themselves. And
what happens when a diabetic person consumes alcohol?
Well, it affects their liver, and so your liver is the main organ that maintains a steady blood sugar in your body and everything.
Adversely affects your liver.
Right. And so actually a diabetic can have one drink, you know, but as far as going out drinking and that sort of thing, then they'll get low blood sugar, and then they'll get on the low blood sugar, high blood sugar
cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's sugar in things such as various over-the-counter prescription, not over-the-counter medicines is what I meant to say, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, I don't know that there's so much in an appreciable amount, and the sugar isn't usually as dangerous as the medicine itself.
Well, that's true. Absolutely. So, if there's a parent listening to you and I talk this morning on Tuesday, the 22nd of October, and they want to cut back on the consumption of their own sugar and the sugar of their children or grandchildren, what would be a good way to go about doing that?
Well, I think in kids, the main thing is, you know, the juice, because parents are under the false impression that kids need juice, because I remember having that impression myself. And that we actually need a certain amount of carbohydrates, and that isn't true either. There is no requirement for carbohydrates and sugar, so there's no downside from staying away from it. It's really just our appetite for it.
This preoccupation with juices began 20-25 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, I haven't thought about the history of it too much.
Well, you and I are about the same age, Doc.
Right.
I know when we were children and young people, I would have a glass of juice in the morning, and I would never think about juice again for another 24 hours at least.
Mm-hmm.
But the packaging and marketing has made juice something that is handy and convenient, and people, they pack it in their school lunches for their children and give it out of snacks in the afternoon. It's become kind of, and they sell it in the marketing part of it. They sell it in these 12 packs and 20 packs, whatever they are, at the supermarket. So it's become quite handy, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has become a huge thing. The other big cause of sugar consumption is bread and cereal and pasta. And so people don't realize when they're eating these products, they're increasing their sugar as much as they are when they're drinking juice or drinking pop and stuff. And part of the reason of that is that the wheat product is, through hybridization techniques, the sugar amount in it has increased so much so it's not even the same grain that we used to have 100 or even less than 100 years ago.
I'm not going to tag a specific year, but sometime in the last 50-plus years, the hybridization and the GMOs, in fact, I know we have some listeners in Washington State. We're going to talk a little bit about a ballot proposition in Washington State in a moment. Hold on, we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of October. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudill. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, here's his office telephone number, area code 573-265-0911. Doctor, there's a ballot initiative in the state of Washington that would require labeling of any GMO food product. There's a massive campaign, two massive campaigns, for and against it, Proposition 522. And I want to urge anybody who lives in Washington State, or if you know somebody who lives in Washington State, to encourage them to vote in favor of Proposition 522. It would be a good start. I don't believe there's any of the other 50 states that require labeling of GMO products in the food industry is scared to death about this, and yeah. As well they should be, because it's going to hurt sales, and it should hurt sales. Monsanto, of course, is from my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, and they're in the forefront of creating these Frankenstein food products. And God bless the legislators of the state of Washington that they've stepped up to the plate. They're doing the right thing, and they're going to require labeling of GMO food products. These are illegal in most European countries, aren't they, Doctor?
Well, yeah, that's what I've heard, and they should be, you know. I mean, or the labeling, at least give people the choice. But, and then, of course, you hear the growing of these products contaminates all our other natural
right.
foods that are growing, too. And
exactly, exactly.
And it's just crazy to think that you can do this kind of thing to your food and not reap the consequences, you know.
Well, the food industry is saying in their advertising that the labeling is going to cause quote-unquote confusion among the consumers. No, it won't. It'll cause clarity among the consumers is what it's going to do.
Yeah. That's
well, Doctor, I know that your mantra for a number of years has been alerting people to the dangers of overconsumption of sugar. Sugar is ubiquitous within our Western culture, mm-hmm. more so than any point. It's been, I would assume, since World War II when sugar started creeping more and more into our daily diet, and very tough to cut back on, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is, and people... it's like an addiction because it changes you have high sugar levels, and this changes your and impairs your metabolism, and you feel that, you know. And so just like in an addiction, when your energy level goes down, which it does go down more because you're eating sugar, then you feel more like eating sugar, and so you just keep doing it, and it gets worse. And so everybody has their foods they love, you know, and they say, oh, I can't live without that and everything.
Oh, yes.
And what they're talking about is they're talking about the energy deficit that they feel in their cells, you know, and in their metabolism and in their body. And they think it's just that the food's so good and everything.
Right.
But these when you improve your metabolism, you don't really have these problems with these strong cravings. And I mean, you know, people really love these foods more than life itself, or
they do
more than they do their spouse or their kids, you know.
Well, and I observe that myself. People's fascination and love for food seems, yes, it's and that's a very large segment of our society that is so focused on specific foods,
and all the foods are just have one thing in common. They're carbohydrates, sugars, you know.
So I know you, the area you live in and practice in around Salem, Missouri. There's a number of Amish and Mennonite folks, and their lifestyle and belief system does not allow them to participate in many of the things that other Americans do, tobacco consumption, alcohol consumption, but their lifestyle and belief system does allow for consumption of sugar, doesn't it?
Right, and they participate in that, and the consumption of the hybridized wheat products also. And some of them have been telling me that they might start growing their own heirloom wheat because they're aware of this problem, you know.
I know when I'm out and about and I see Amish children and teenagers, almost invariably they will be height, weight proportionate and have clear complexions. Has that been your observation?
Yeah, and I think they probably, I don't know real well what their diets are, but they probably have a better diet, plus they're getting activity all the time, you know.
Exactly. In fact, I can't recall, and you probably see more Amish children than I do. I don't recall ever seeing a Amish child who was might be considered fat. Maybe there are some, but I've never seen any.
Yeah, the ones I've seen are strong and healthy looking.
Right, and the same applies to the Amish adults. There may be some chubby or fat Amish adults, compared to what I see sitting, if I was to sit on a bench in front of Walmart and watch the average American come by,
yeah.
Obesity seems to be somewhat rare among the Amish, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're having more trouble, I think, in the older people with diabetes and stuff, you know. It isn't like what they call Americans, you know.
Right. They call us the English, don't they?
Yeah, the English. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've sampled and purchased Amish bakery products, and I guess it's mostly the women. I don't know, but they really know how to put out some good baked goods.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't had that so much.
But... Well, you're in for a treat, and of course, it's all loaded with sugar, and you have to be judicious about how to do that. Anyway, Doctor, we've seen this with ethnic groups coming to this country from China or Vietnam or whatever. The first generation gets here, they seem to be height, weight, proportionate, healthy, and so forth. But their children and grandchildren all have the same issues that other Americans do, don't they?
Yeah, they have high sugars and hypothyroidism, and you can really diagnose hypothyroidism just by looking at people, and I noticed this in Oriental people more now. You know, they've lost their natural facial construction, you know, and it's been changed and westernized, and is more hypothyroid than it used to be.
Right. And what's the difference between the two? Just give us a verbal picture if you can, please.
Well, it's just a thickening of the skin is one thing with the hypothyroidism that you see because of accumulation of mucopolysaccharides underneath the skin. And there's a thickening of the upper eyebrows, the upper eyelids. You'll see that the upper eyelids are puffy in people. And then their eyebrows will sort of be displaced and thinned out somewhat on the laterally. The eyebrows will thin out, and then in children you'll see kind of more of a flat face where the nose and the eye structures are more flattened and that sort of thing.
Amazing. That is amazing. These are observations I was not aware of, but you've talked about this in the past, but not in this kind of detail. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of October. Freeze Dry Guy, well, he's got all kinds of things at his website you need to check out. He's got his monthly specials, actually two of them right now. Which includes non-GMO and gluten-free foods and his first family first responders kit. You'll also see dehydrated foods, specialty foods, Mountain House specials, Wise Foods, relief foods, preparedness items, gift cards, pet foods. How about that? Long-term storage pet foods. He's got his freeze-dry guy blog and survival tips that you can educate yourself. Great place to get long-term storage food, educate yourself, sign up to get food delivered to your home once a month at a preset price so you know how to work it into your budget. All those details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. And we're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudill, MD. And, Doctor, we have a caller we haven't heard from a while. He's over across the Atlantic Ocean in the United Kingdom, Patrick in the UK. Good morning, Patrick.
Yes. Hi, John. Great to be on your show again. Yeah, it's been a few months or so. I can't remember it. Yeah, it's about 60 overcast today, 60, 65 degrees Fahrenheit. We've not been hit with the real cold weather yet because we're an island. We get whatever's blown at us. If we get a nice Southwestly come in, and the Southwestly does still exist to an extent.
What's left of the Gulf Stream, you mean?
What's left of it, yeah. I'm not going to talk about my pet subject today, the old chemtrails, but leave that for another time. But this matter over sugar, I've really become aware of it. It is absolutely horrifying. Even the healthy things like breakfast cereals, the big brand names that you're well aware of, and you check on the back, and even the stuff that you've been may have been eating for years, thinking it's healthy, so they still add sugar to it. Things like fruit and fiber and things like that, and it's absolutely horrifying. And of course, I think that the medical profession hasn't got it really right, and with all this thing over cholesterol and statins and things, it's actually the sugar which is causing the damage to the arteries and veins and things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is the sugar. I never give anybody a statin drug. It's not even necessary. The statin drugs probably don't even work through the cholesterol mechanism. They probably work through anti-inflammation, but it's the sugar that causes the inflammation. And the cholesterol is there to try to repair the damage that's being done. So it's a marker of the damage that's being done by the sugar.
This is very interesting information. The only other person that actually gets people on to talk about these sort of things is Deanna Spingola. I mean, she gets some great guests on from the medical profession to talk about these sort of things. Very few people are aware of these things, and so many people of our population are now taking statins, which I suspect some will be paying for, because they believe that's what's going to lower their cholesterol, and cholesterol's the enemy and whatever, and we know about good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. And of course, But yes, this sugar thing is absolutely everywhere, and it's the same problem over here. Getting hold of I recently just switched a breakfast cereal to sort of mueslis, where they specifically are not adding sugar. And the other thing is that unless you're extremely young at university or something, or taking in very heavy training, you've got to really limit the amount of carbohydrates you have, rice and potato, because, of course, another unknown thing, I never thought until recently that carbohydrate was actually fattening, but, of course, the other thing people don't know about is that carbohydrate is converted into sugar. And I know there's some sugars are better for you than others, but, of course, all the refined sugars being what's put in the wild diet, but certainly with carbohydrate, particularly evening meals and things like that, is to really limit yourself to very small quantities with your meal, because you just don't need it. The body just does not need too much carbohydrate, unless you're in the army, you're on fitness training relentlessly every day or something like that. You just don't need it. Yes?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And people get, we're just used to such huge amounts of carbohydrates, and it's just part of our life, and all, all of these social things, birthday parties, every kind of party there is, it's all built around carbohydrate consumption. It's like carbohydrate orgies.
Sure. Now, over here, at the moment, one of the few good things about the European Union, and I would say few because there's not that many, I do assure you, they're pushing Agenda 21 and all these sorts of things, is, of course, at the moment, I say that, underline that, GMOs are banned. I remember phoning up a well-known manufacturer. For example, we've got manufacturer Bird's Eye over here. They make lovely, nice, fresh, frozen peas and things, and get some, because they have corn in it, you see. And I said, oh, I've heard about corn over in the USA. I mean, they're not using GM over here. There's a lot of misunderstanding still on that, because what people don't understand about GMOs, that they think that GMOs have been around for decades. They haven't. What people over here think is that when you hear about scientists, we've created a new brand of broccoli called Tender Strong Broccoli, and people think, oh, GMO, that's good, and it's positive. But what they don't realize is that the scientists have simply taken two existing types and cross-pollinated them, which may have happened in the long run by nature anyway, if they'd grow up together, and created this new brand. That is not GMO.
No.
That's right.
People
that's
my
right.
father misunderstand it. They think this GMO, it is pernicious. It's only been around for a short while, of course. I mean, actually identifying the gene of an insect or something and injecting it into a salmon or whatever. I heard a really nasty thing, this oversized salmon had got released or something. People misunderstand. People must understand the difference between you know, just simply crossbreeding two existing types to make a new type, which is not GMO, and this deliberate manipulation and isolating of genes and injecting it from one thing into another.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. I didn't know that people didn't know the difference. I guess that's a good point, you know, is that people are fed so much misinformation that there probably are a lot of people that just don't know the difference because they get their information filtered through the agricultural industry.
Oh, yes, people are, I think, waking up now, but it's been misconstrued over here. So I was talking, you know, for example, with a relative recently who thinks, you know, it's positive, you know, the world population has got to be fed and all these sorts of things, you know.
Yeah.
And this cross-pollinization thing, people think that is GMO because it's been around for decades. But that's cross-pollinization. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, John Broccoli and things is delicious and whatever.
Not at all.
Oh,
well, Patrick,
well, that's all, really.
We appreciate your observations. Don't be a stranger.
And, I know you'd probably like to hear from what's happening over here from time to time.
We do. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, John. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what Patrick brings up some good points there, Doc, and we should never make assumptions about the level of knowledge of people, and I could see where people easily could confuse cross-pollinization with GMO.
Right.
And apparently that does go on, and I'm sure it's quite common. Anyway, Doctor, we've talked about what people should not be eating. Let's focus a few minutes on what people should be eating. That would be productive.
Yeah. So there's carbohydrates and fats and proteins. You know, so the proteins are, you know, you want to include eggs and meat, chicken, beef, and any meats, of course. And then there's nuts that also have protein and fat in them. And then vegetables are a source of carbohydrates and fats and proteins also. It's just that there's a lot of fiber in vegetables.
Right. Well, we need the fiber also.
Right. Right. And so you're not getting a huge amount of the carbohydrates when you eat the vegetables and everything. And there's kind of a bias, even though everybody eats meat and we all use it a lot. I mean, you know, it's part of our daily consumption so much and everything.
Right.
But there's kind of a sentiment against meat eating and for vegetarianism, and but it seems like it's difficult for people to not eat meat and to get the nutrition and the protein that they need. You know,
a friend of mine, when he was a young man in his late teens, early 20s, he a very bright guy. He was going to be a rocket scientist and decided to become an attorney. But he was eating a vegetarian diet, doing everything right, as he should have. And he literally passed out on the campus at Washington University, from lack of energy.
Right.
And that's when he gave up the vegetarian thing.
Yeah.
We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of October. I need to remind everybody, my website is thelibertyman.com. My friend Tim Spencer just took over my web hosting. Everything's squared away, up and running. Thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find Energy Cleaner for sale. A great way to mitigate pain, get the best sleep you've had in years, have a stronger libido. Dr. Caudill has his Energy Cleaner, uses it when he feels the need. The Energy Cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudill, MD. His office telephone, if you need a private consultation, is area code 573-265-0911. I say again, area code 573-265-0911. Doctor, we've got a gentleman you met at one of our meetups, maybe two of them, Mr. Steve O'Neill on hold. Good morning, Steve.
I do have a couple of things to mention. Number one, what's your recommendation for dosing on Lugol's? How do you take that for thyroid support?
I've usually given 6 to 12 milligrams a day and have had good results with that. Sometimes people sometimes give up to 50 milligrams a day also.
Now, Lugol's, of course, is a solution. It's 5%. Do you have that in terms of a quantity of the liquid?
That's 2 drops of 5%, I think.
Oh, 2 drops? Uh-huh. Is it 6 milligrams per drop?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, 2 drops. That's very... And you take it with water?
Right, yeah, just to dilute it in a little water.
On a daily basis is what for that. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to mention is that some weeks ago, I read across an article about the issue with wheat. I forwarded, I think, John, you probably have somewhere in your archive.
Right.
The 28-chromosome wheat issue. And the gentleman from Britain, of course, mentioned this issue, the distinction between hybrid and GMO. GMO involves gene splicing, and some of these more modern, modern is a very euphemistic way to say it, but they're splicing in genes that aren't appropriate as opposed to allowing normal pollination to occur. But the problem is that even with the hybridization, apparently the chromosome structure of wheat has become bastardized, and also the severity of the gluten effect is orders of magnitude greater than it used to be.
Right.
In particular, fosters an inflammatory response, which, of course, gets back to the liver question. You mentioned some Amish have heirloom wheat.
Now, they're aware of it, and they've told me that they're interested, and some of the elders are talking about raising heirloom wheat.
Do you know where a person can get it?
Well, in the Wheat Belly book, if you've read the Wheat Belly book, he mentions one source in there. And other than that, I don't know.
The thing is, I think even I have stores of wheat berries. They're grown in Montana, essentially organically. They call it chemical-free. It's just a technicality.
Yeah.
Even that wheat, I think, is going to suffer from the same chromosomal issue. This is what's ruining people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the sugar issue and what our industry, American food industry, is doing.
Right.
Is this chromosomal structure, which you, even in the most organic, best, you know, high-quality, clean stuff, you can't get away from it unless... It's just like McCanny's corn.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to find these things and preserve them.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, things worth noting.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's very, very crucial stuff.
Some great insights, Steve. Anything else before we move on?
That's it, gentlemen. Let's turn it back to you.
Thanks.
Okay,
Steve.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We got another regular caller online here, Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Cole.
Morning.
Just on the flu and the sugar stuff, flu prevention things. If you look up cinnamon, has a track record for helping with flu and also with blood sugar regulation. Actually, raw honey is a natural antibiotic, and cinnamon honey are actually touted as being helpful with that, and there's actually something to that if you do a little searching on that. In terms of the inflammatory aspects of the sugar, turmeric is a good natural anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
An 81 milligram aspirin is also an antiplatelet and helps in somewhat with anti-inflammatory effect. Those are just some good things. It's obviously cutting back on sugar is really important. Even if you try to avoid all sugar, we get have enough carbohydrate just from, incidentally, from other things we eat to easily, you know, give us enough carbohydrate for blood glucose, some of those things are actually, you know, again, this funny thing, simple things, spices, cinnamon, natural foods, honey, and the turmeric, all very good.
And
all right, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the honey's been studied. It's an effective cough medicine also.
Absolutely. Yeah, and a natural antibiotic, very much so. All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks for your call, Glenn.
And I have people put honey on, if they have non-healing skin ulcers and stuff, it's also good for that, too.
I've put honey on wounds, and it does accelerate the healing.
Yeah.
And whenever I get a sore throat, I swallow a teaspoon of raw honey.
Uh-huh.
And there's instant pain relief, and bacteria cannot live in honey. That's why honey never goes bad. It will crystallize,
yeah.
and be,
mm-hmm.
But it never really, bacteria cannot live, or, so you'll never see mold or honey go bad because of that.
Mm.
It's a great, great product. Got about 2 minutes, doctor, to get out whatever information you think is most important right here.
Another home remedy for the flu. So I use this all the time in the emergency room in a different form, but it's to give the babies hydrocortisone. So you can just do this by getting a tube of hydrocortisone at the drugstore or grocery store and rubbing that on the child's belly or chest or both. You know, quite a bit, really. And so there's one theory that when people do get these viral illnesses and get the influenza syndrome, that it's really more than being an infection, that it's a disorder of the immune system and an adrenal insufficiency. And so hydrocortisone, people sort of think of cortisone as a bad drug and everything.
Right.
But
right.
It's actually the hormone that is produced by the adrenal glands. And doctors don't use cortisone anymore, even though they use the word and you hear the word when you read things or listen to the radio or TV or whatever. They'll talk about cortisone, even though it's not cortisone that's ever being used. It's a synthetic steroid such as prednisone or triamcinolone that are being taken or injected. And so these are very strong synthetic cortisones that the body just doesn't really know what to do with them. It's sort of like giving people birth control pills and saying that you're giving them hormones, which those aren't the natural hormones.
That's right, they're not. We had one last caller here. Make a quick comment. Sherry from Kansas. Go ahead, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
John, yesterday I heard on the news that there's an outbreak of polio among the, I'm not sure if it's in Syria or Syrian refugees, and I remember in Eustace Mullen's book, Murder by Injection, he said that there was a doctor back in the before they started giving polio shots that tied the polio to children eating a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? And, you know, I think that probably in a time of war, they're probably eating a higher diet of sugar and starches, just maybe as comfort food and, you know, just because there's probably a lack of protein.
Yeah, right. And people, they do, in those countries, they do have lack of protein, and so there are a lot of starches.
Of course, we got to give them polio shots, you know.
We got to go, guys. Doctor, bye. Thank you. Sherry, thank you for the call. That's it for today. Y'all be safe out there. Be good. Get medical equipment, your energy cleaner while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a great day. Be safe, and God bless America.